thank you for that fascinating comparative snapshot. And if I can now invite Geetam Tiwari, who is Strategic Transport Advisor to the City of Delhi, to also speak for 5 minutes using a PowerPoint.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. I am not only Strategic Transport Advisor. That's just a secondary thing. But mainly, I'm a transport professor at the Indian Institute of Technology. To be in Shanghai is very exciting, as everybody else has said. And in the context of transport systems that we are talking about, I would like to draw attention to all the professionals who are present here. According to World Health Organization, by 2020, road traffic injuries, that means the new modern disease that we have invented, is going to take lives, is going to be the third largest cause of deaths of healthy people, people who are in the most productive age. And the reason it is important for us to remind us of this disease here, because we are responsible for it. As urban planners, as urban designers, and as transport planners, we are designing our systems and our urban systems that this is happening. And I think, therefore, if we look at our future cities, we really have to be aware of this as to what we are doing as responsible professionals. In India and China, it is like a crash of one Airbus every single day. Today, we are killing 100,000 people in China, more than 100,000, and nearly 100, about 80 to 90,000 in India. So this is just to remind, this is not happening by chance, by accident. We are responsible for it. Just to capture very quickly, because since morning we've been talking about we are designing our cities, and as transport planner, I think that the way we design our cities, the way we understand our cities, what is happening in our cities, actually gets reflected in our transport systems also. And then quickly, without going into the details here, I have just put together data for China, and then I compare it with India. And the similarities that it is showing is that all these mega economies of the future, when the cities are growing, the growth of urbanization is taking place along with the growth of informal sector. And in the previous slide, you saw the growth of floating economy. So when we talk about transport sector or the kind of transport systems we design, we really have to be very, very aware of this fact that it is this multiple cities, multiple needs that we are designing. So if in India, in last 50 years since independence, we have been doing a lot of planning, making master plans, and we have ended up making roads, what you see in first light, what you see there is nothing designed for pedestrians, really nothing designed for bicycles. A standard six-lane highway, like, you know, probably copied standards, copied from highway capacity manual of US or UK. But just notice how the road is being used. And that is what I want to draw attention to. Because we are talking about an economy where we have captive users, people without choices. Whether we design physical environment for them or not, because it is a matter of survival for them, therefore our physical structures do not get used as we as designers intend it to be used. And then we can keep blaming people don't know how to be on the road and things like that, but the reality remains this. So I think as designers, we really have to do a lot of introspection, what are we doing? And same thing, I've shown a picture taken from one of the Chinese, probably this slide is from Beijing, that when you do away with bicycle lanes, that doesn't necessarily mean that bicyclists disappear. They remain because they have no choice. So in future cities, we will have to, we cannot do away with this. What's happening? Sorry. Yeah. Again and again, in today's previous presentations also, we have seen there is a very close relationship between the physical systems that we are designing, what I have called transportation systems. If we design things for pedestrians, if we design things for non-motorized vehicles, or if we design things only for cars and expressways, and how the interaction takes place in terms of social systems, heterogeneity in our cities, informal economies, squatter settlements, and the outcome we see, congestion, pollution, and accidents, there is a very close cyclic relationship. And if we forget that, and we keep only coming up with solutions like this, at least coming from the part of the world where large-scale urbanization is taking place, I don't see this as inspiration at all. And this picture, I guess most of us will recognize, is from Shanghai. But when I look at the kind of systems, the kind of traffic we have, a typical arterial streets in Delhi, and when I start solving problems for this, I still can look at lot of things that are happening in Shanghai and other Chinese cities. And I take inspiration from this and the kind of traffic that exists there. The solution comes here. And what this really solution is, the same street, the same arterial street has been rebuilt. And notice here that we are paying a lot of attention to public transport, but it is the inspiration taken from what Enric showed earlier, public transport, road-based system. The reason being that rail-based system may make a lot of sense for people who can afford it, but the gestation period that is required and the money that is required, we cannot reach the majority of the population at the pace that we want to. It's not possible. Notice also the bicycle streets, inspiration taken from Chinese cities. So in fact, I find it very interesting that as our cities are growing, at least in that part of the world, and I would like to sell this idea to Bangkok, Manila, Kuala Lumpur, you know, all the Asian cities, and in Latin American cities where actually bicycle lane does not exist as much as it exists in China, that here we have a successful example. And the next step is take away a few lanes from cars, give it to road-based public transport system. It is affordable. This is what a modern urban transport system means, because if we are talking about information technology, we can integrate IT into this, which is not possible to the extent it is possible in road-based system versus rail-based system. In my understanding, metros are really 100-year-old technology. Thank you.